The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is spearheading a number of renewable energy projects, including the harvesting of geothermal and solar energy. Environmentalist Dr. Reynold Murray said while these projects will have a positive impact on the environment, the cost of implementation is often prohibitive in small island states.
A lot of our development efforts will be supported. The renewable energy drive, for example, in the developed world. We are trying to convince and the government is attempting to do a geothermal project. There has been this push towards solar energy. If you can assist us to reduce our energy bills and yet increase the availability of energy so that we can do business better and cleaner, that's one way in which they can help. But think of putting a solar panel on your house, for example, in St. Vincent. The costs are almost prohibitive. So even if you want to go green, because we don't have the technology, it becomes burdensome for us. So I think one way in which the developed world can help is to reduce the pressure on us to get renewed or cheaper sources of clean energy.
Dr. Murray said greater attention must be given to protecting the nation's forests.
One of the things we need to do is to get back to our reforestation program. We have been clearing too much of our forests and building too many big houses. And I'm not trying to knock people and their desire to feel good and build a house, but we're consuming too much. On the small island, we're consuming too much. If everybody builds a house of the size we see them building here now, in a little while there'll be no space even to grow food. If we can't grow food, we have to import food, so we need more fuel to transport that food for us. We become more dependent, we need more fuel to freeze the food to keep it. If we can produce more and import less, we will also be reducing our greenhouse gas footprint. That would be a great thing. So we have to consider a lot of our own development trends, and I think it's a hard one, it's a hard sell, because people feel they have the right, they have worked hard, and they have the right to build whatever house they want, wherever they want, whenever they want. The truth is that does not happen around the world in many places.
Dr. Murray also pointed to the need for greater public awareness on climate change.
Those are some things we can do, but they begin with education. We have to begin to educate our people and then build the capacity in our ministries, etc., to address these issues before we can move in those directions. But there are a number of things that we need to sit down as a people and thrash out and see which ones we can invest in, which ones we can apply, and which ones are not feasible. For me to just sit here and spout out a lot of stuff will not be very feasible and wise, because people begin to think I'm only, you know, trying to sit things to some good, but that's not the reality.
Environmentalist Dr. Reynold Murray. Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.